elect politicians and they're appointed to government to act in an executive capacity, not in a part-time ceremonial capacity where one turns up for the photo call at ceremonial occasions, openings and launches. The business of government is about taking an executive role and assuming your responsibility and obligations, and this minister is not. And of course there are issues when you consider that 70% of people are only staying in five counties, when we know all that Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and all of the border counties have. So I think that all of the ministers in this government have displayed very much a non-executive sort of hands-off approach. And I think that that's evident when we see the crises in health, housing and some other issues. We're focusing on tourism today. And I think that I'd like to see a minister that's much more engaged in dealing on a day-to-day basis with the senior agencies under his remit.
With organisations such as Tourism Ireland, such as Fáilte Ireland working on the ground, presumably liaising on a regular basis with the minister's department and the minister's officials and his civil servants, will Minister Ross's direct or indirect involvement in that process make a major difference in your view?
That's his job, is to ensure that he is displaying the level of leadership and agility that responds to market situations. Now, I think we're failing in that regard, and I think the autopilot approach, that's all right, Jack, and look, the overall heading figures are good, is not good enough for a minister who must always be looking at the weaknesses and trying to improve upon them and trying to outperform our previous performance. And clearly, that's not the case. And if government ministers are seen simply as the one to say the few words at the ceremonial launch or appear in photo calls with famous sports stars, what do we need them for? Now, the reality is these are supposed to be the executive and they need to take an executive role on a day-to-day basis and show a greater interest in keeping the finger on the pulse. And that would involve, I would suggest, in meeting the CEOs of all agencies under the control across all three disciplines within its department, transport, sport and tourism, at least on a quarterly basis. The reality is this man hasn't met Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland collectively any more than five times over the last 4 years.